Hello, and welcome back to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So, come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each week, I will share with you a different story or two. These are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. This week's story is The Talking Eggs, as retold by Robert D. Sanssouci. There once was a woman who had two daughters, and their names were Millicent and Blanche. Millicent was nasty-tempered and cruel, while her younger sister Blanche was sweet and cheerful. The mother's favorite was not sweet Blanche, but the sharp-tongued Millicent, probably because the older daughter was the very likeness of her own mean self. The mother made Blanche work hard all day long while she and Millicent did nothing but lull about from morning to night, spinning tales of how they were bound to live in the city as grand ladies surrounded by handsome admirers. One morning, the mother sent Blanche to the well to fetch water in a bucket. When she arrived at the well, the girl saw an old woman who said to her, "My little one, I am so terribly thirsty. Would you please give me some water?" "Yes, Auntie, of course," said Blanche. She rinsed her bucket and drew a bunch of water, fresh from the creek, to give to the woman. "Thank you, child. You are a good girl," said the old woman. A few days later, the mother scolded Blanche more horribly than she'd ever done before. She even beat her. In terror, the girl ran away into the woods. She cried, and she didn't know where to go because she was afraid to return home. When suddenly, standing in front of her, Blanche recognized the same old woman she had met at the well. "Ah, child, why are you crying?" "Auntie, my mama has beaten me, and I'm afraid to return home." "Well, then, come with me," said the old woman. "I will give you dinner and a place to sleep, but you must promise me one thing. You must not laugh at anything that you will see." She took Blanche's hand and they began to walk into the deep woods. Strangely, the thorn bushes opened up by themselves, right before them and closed behind them. A little further on, Blanche saw two axes fighting each other all by themselves. She found such going-ons to be very odd, but she did not laugh or say one word. They walked further, and behold, it was two arms fighting. A little further, two legs. And then, the strangest of all, she saw two heads fighting by butting themselves in the foreheads against each other. All this was strange and beyond belief, but Blanche did not laugh or say one word. At last, they arrived at the old woman's cabin. "Make a fire, child, to cook the supper," said the old woman, and she sat down near the fireplace. Then she reached up to her head, twisted it around until the front was facing the back. Then the old woman began to comb and braid her hair. When she was through, she just twisted her head back into place. "Well," she said, "ooh, that feels so much better." She gave Blanche a large bone to put in the fire for their supper. Blanche could not imagine how only one bone could make a soup, and it was even a sorry-looking bone at that. But just the same, she put the bone in the pot, and lo and behold, in a moment, the pot was full of a good, hearty meat stew. The old woman then gave Blanche a grain of rice to pound with the pestle. Blanche could not see the point of grinding a single grain of rice, but she did so nonetheless, and quickly the mortar brimmed to overflowing with steaming rice. When Blanche got up the next morning, the old woman said to her, "You must go back home now. You've been a good girl, and I want to give you a present of my talking eggs. Go to the chicken house, all of the eggs that say to you, 'Do not take me,' you must not take. Take only the eggs that say, 'Take me, take me.' when you are on the road, throw the eggs behind your back, one by one, to break them, and you, my dear, will have a surprise. Blanche went to the chicken house, where indeed lay a pile of eggs. Some of them looked as plain as any old egg that Blanche had ever seen in her life, but others were made of pure gold and were encircled by jewels. Unfortunately, it was the plain-looking eggs that called out, "Take me, take me!" So Blanche took a few of the plain-talking eggs and left the golden ones behind. Once Blanche was on the road, she threw one of the eggs behind her. In the corner of her eye, she caught a glimpse of something shining. She turned around, and guess what? There were the broken eggshells. Where inside were a pile of diamonds. From another broken egg sprang gold jewelry. From another one, a beautiful carriage. It was grander than anything she'd ever seen. And then from another, a beautiful, beautiful dress. By the time she arrived at her mother's, she had so many fine things that it wasn't easy to fit them all into the house. Her mother was so delighted and pretended to be glad to see her. The next day at dawn, the mother shook her older daughter awake and whispered to her, "You too must go to the woods to look for this same old woman. There's no reason you shouldn't have even finer things than your sister." Millicent was not at all pleased at having to get up out of bed so early in the morning. She grumbled and muttered. She marched into the woods. Before long, she met the same old woman who invited her to come to her cabin. The old woman warned her also not to laugh at anything she saw. But when Millicent saw the axes, the arms, the legs, and the heads fighting, she couldn't help but laugh. She laughed so hard. And then, when the old woman turned her head around and began to comb and braid her hair, the girl shrieked and pointed at her. "You are the stupidest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Look at you. Who does all that to comb their hair?" The next day, the old lady said to Millicent, "Listen to me now. What I'm about to tell you is exactly what I told your sister, and like her, out in the chicken house, I believe you will find exactly what you deserve. You must take only the talking eggs that say, 'Take me.' The others you must leave behind. When you throw the eggs behind your back one by one, you will receive a surprise. And it will be, my dear, exactly what you deserve." With glee, Millicent rushed into the chicken house. Like before, the plain-looking ones called, "Take me, take me," while the dazzling golden eggs were the ones that called, "Don't take me, don't take me." In an instant, Millicent grabbed as many golden eggs as she could carry and hurried away with them. As she walked, she broke one egg behind her and then another. But instead of riches, out came snakes, toads, and frogs, and spiders, which began to run after her. From other eggs sprang swarms of gnats and mosquitoes that began to nip and bite at her. They circled all around her head. Millicent ran and screamed. She ran as fast as she could. And when she arrived at her mother, she was so tired that she couldn't even speak. Blanche knew that the stay in that cabin would mean being blamed for her big sister's troubles. It was clear she had to leave at once, but she was so good and pure at heart, she could not leave her mother and sister with nothing. She left behind a great many of jewels and riches just for them. She gathered the rest of her treasures, and she left in her carriage to the city. There she lived the rest of her days as a grand lady. She was always kind to everyone she met, and she was surrounded by friends and admirers for the rest of her days. The end. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed our visit today and that you will join us again for another story or two next Tuesday. If you would like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslins@gmail.com. That's mamarosllyns @gmail.com. Today, I would like to leave you with this. Whatever life gives you, just be strong. Strong walls shake, but they don't crumble. And as always, my friends, be blessed.